4. Hayden. Sheriff Hayden Duke charged up the ramp and into the dropship with Sergeant Walt balanced over his shoulder in a fireman's carry. He was only a few steps behind General Nathan Stacker. The general, clad in his massive suit of powered armor, cradled an unconscious Caleb Card in his arms.
"Pyro!"
Hayden shouted, knowing she could hear him through the shipboard comm.
"Get us airborne!"
He made the top of the ramp and hit the access control, a whirring sound accompanying the back ramp as it began to rise and latch closed.
"I'll wait here,"
Nathan said, dropping to a knee to lower Caleb to the deck. It would take too long for him to shuck his armor to get up to the main deck of the dropship, especially when he would need to get back into the armor a few minutes later.
"I'll reload us."
"Pause," Hayden said, still holding Walt as he ran to the stairs, climbing them to the next deck. Both Deputy Hicks and the remaining Eagles were waiting at the front of the space, spread across rows of simple jump seats. Corporal Hotch got up as soon as he saw Walt heading toward them.
"Is she?"
"She's alive,"
Hayden replied without slowing.
"I'm taking her to a bunk. Head downstairs and help General Stacker with Colonel Card."
"What's happened to the Colonel?"
Hotch asked.
"Just do it."
"Yes, sir."
Hotch turned and ran for the stairs. Hayden hurried through the first section of the craft, taking the port corridor past the bridge to the steps leading up to the bunks. He nearly fell over as the dropship lurched into the air, the sudden momentum pressing him back. He managed to get his elbow into the bulkhead, wedging himself tight as the craft rapidly ascended.
ETA to Sanisco, 5 minutes, Pyro announced.
Hayden had that long to get Walt into a bed, get back down to the hold, and grab some guns. Sanisco was under attack. They had seen the smoke from the field where they had helped save a Goliath from the alien Jaxcluth, the large, many-tentacled creatures Caleb said belonged to a Relia called Nyarlath. He didn't need to see more of the creatures to know what was assaulting Sanisco. He knew the enemy force was on its way. According to Caleb, the whole planet was under threat from them, the entire world spotted with thousands of the hard-to-kill alien monstrosities. He still had no idea how or when the Relia had managed to plant so many of them in so many places, but it didn't matter that much right now. Right now, his city, his people, and most importantly, his family were in trouble.
"Pyro,"
he said, loud enough for any of the nearby comms to pick up his voice.
"Any word from HQ?"
"Negative, Sheriff,"
Pyro replied.
"And I don't understand it. The link is green. Active. The only way we shouldn't be able to talk is if nobody is monitoring the comm."
"That can't be possible,"
Hayden said. He didn't understand it either. The enemy was anything but subtle. There was no way they could sneak up on the city without any of the deputies reporting to headquarters and from headquarters out to Pyro. Or was there? His heart was already racing, both from his earlier exertion and his current desperation. Now a sense of cold dread washed over him, causing his chest to tighten and his body to shiver. Josias. The man who had come to law to report his missing wife. The wife Hayden had rescued and who had told him her husband was dead. The moment she had told the story, he had worried there was an Axon in Sanisco. But when they saw the Goliath, he thought he would have time to help it and still get back to Sanisco before the Axon intellect made its move. And he thought wrong? If there was no one in law on the comms, did that mean the Axon had killed them? Was the attack on the city related, or had the intellect adjusted its timeline to finish its business before the assault? Was it all time to occur while he was positioned north of the city and out of the equation? He was the sheriff, but he was still only one man. He couldn't be everywhere he was needed at once, and he couldn't fight a Jaxcluth or an intellect on his own. Why would either opponent attribute so much importance to him? He resumed his motion up the steps, his legs burning as he carried Walt to the top. The corridor wrapped around toward the center of the dropship, the racks in cubbies on either side. Hayden stopped at the first one, tapping the control panel to open its privacy shield and quickly lowering Walt onto the bunk. She groaned slightly as he did, but she didn't wake up. Hayden stared at her for a few seconds. She was a host to a Koran, who claimed it was seeking a new purpose after the loss of its master and had chosen to follow Nathan. It was a tough story to believe, but Caleb had chosen to believe it and allowed her to stay with the team. Now Hayden wondered if that decision had been a blessing or a curse.
The Jaxcluth they were fighting had frozen mid-attack, stopped by a silent order sent to the creature through the Relia Collective. At first, he thought Caleb had sent the command, but the way Caleb had looked at Walt proved she had done it. Hayden understood the problem without needing it spelled out. He had enough experience with the Koran to understand. None of their kind were powerful enough to seize control of a Jaxcluth. And yet she had. Which meant if she was a Koran, she was uniquely powerful. If she wasn't a Koran, then what the hell was she? Caleb had confronted her then and there, likely to answer that question. The resulting battle of wills had taken them both out of the fight. It left Hayden hesitant to leave her alone. She had used her ability to stop the Jaxcluth and save their lives, but she had also fought back against Caleb. Whose side was she really on?
Sheriff,
Hotch said, reaching the top of the steps. He and Hicks were carrying Caleb.
There, Hayden said, pointing to the bunk across from Walt. Close the shield so they don't see one another.
What happened out there?
Hotch asked.
Save it for later, Hayden replied. We've still got trouble. Hicks, can you fight?
I'm still breathing, Sheriff,
Hicks answered as he helped place Caleb onto the bunk. Hayden smiled.
Get downstairs and tell Nathan you're ready to serve.
Roger.
What about me?
Hotch asked.
I want you to stay with these two, Hayden replied. Make sure they don't kill one another.
I want to fight.
Believe me, you'll have your chance.
Okay, Sheriff.
Hayden rushed back down the steps, stopping at the door to the bridge. He knocked on it, and it slid open. Pyro didn't look back at him, keeping her attention focused on the route ahead. Hayden looked up at the primary display. He found Sanisco near the bottom, visible only because of burning fires and muzzle flashes. The power was out, and apparently so was the emergency backups. The city was dark, leaving the Jaxcluth impossible to see from this altitude, but he was sure they were there.
We're almost there, Sheriff, Pyro said, reading his mind. You should head to the hold to get ready.
I wanted to see it, Hayden replied. Get us as close to the pyramid as you...
He was cut off by a sharp tone through the comm, followed by someone issuing an emergency transmission.
Mayday, 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 this is the Capricorn. We are under attack. I repeat, we are under attack. Can anyone hear me?
Where's that coming from? Hayden asked.
Tracking, stand by. Mayday, 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 this is the Capricorn. We are under attack. I repeat, we are under attack. Can anyone hear me?
I've got it, Sheriff. She's on the ground just north of Sanisco.
On the ground? That doesn't sound good.
Mayday, 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 this is the Capricorn. We are...
Capricorn, this is the Parabellum,
Pyro interrupted. Do you copy?
Parabellum?
The woman's voice relaxed slightly, the tension replaced with confusion.
That ship was decommissioned and sent for recycling 20 years ago.
Not exactly, Pyro replied. I've got your position. What's your status?
We were attacked on the way in. We're still under attack. Who are you?
Hayden moved back onto the bridge.
Capricorn, this is Sheriff Hayden Duke of the United Western Territories.
Hayden!
Isaac's voice boomed through the comm, his excitement palpable.
We're in trouble. We need help.
Isaac. He had said he wanted to come back to Earth, but Hayden had never thought Proxima would let him return so soon.
The whole city's under attack,
Hayden replied.
But I'll see what I can do.
They're hitting the ship.
Another voice Hayden recognized said.
Rico.
Crushing the hull. We won't last much longer.
Damn it.
Hayden looked up at the display. The city was getting close. There was no sign of Jaxcluth near the pyramid yet, but it didn't change the fact that nobody was answering their comms.
We're on our way. Be ready to make a break for it.
Roger that, Sheriff,
Rico said.
Pyro, drop me off at the pyramid, the observation deck. Then go and help the Capricorn.
We should stick together, Sheriff.
I wasn't asking.
Pyro smirked slightly and nodded.
Pause that, Sheriff. Get down to the hold and hang on tight. We're going in hard.
Hayden went back to the door, stopping there as it slid open.
Pyro,
he said, getting her attention.
Thank you.
Good hunting, Sheriff.